All right.
Let's open it up.
Yeah, well, and as we've done this before, if you hit *6, if you got a question for Alan or about the topic of three-ways, or you want to share how you've used them, how it's benefited you and you didn't think it would or you knew it would or whatever, *6 is all you got to do is press on your phone, and that'll open up your line. And all I ask, if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise, share what you want to share and then hit *6 again for the sake of the sanity of the rest of us. And we'll see how many people we can get to share. Proverbial dead air, but I know.
Don't be shy, people. I'm a shy person, too, so it's okay to be shy, but I also suggest you speak up.
Well, maybe we covered it all, which I don't think is the case.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic.
Great.
Who's this?
Great. My name is Charlene Bell, and I'm very new to the situation.
Okay.
But I'm interested in learning a lot. And I caught the line that you used, and I was very confused as to how to introduce myself, because, I am very new. But when you're passionate about something, like just a little bit of experience I've had with it, it seems a little bit easier to talk to people. And this is something that I am passionate about, but I still don't have the know-how. How do you go about, like, I'm interested in maybe seeing if I can approach schools or shelters or other places to see if I can interest them in the products, maybe doing it on a larger scale. How would I approach that aspect, coming from a point where I have not done it before at all?
Okay, well, I mean, it's hard for me to say what's the right way and to go to a large organization or however. I think something you said, I think it's even more important for everybody else, if you don't mind me mentioning. You talked about how enthusiastic and excited you are. That is probably, my belief, the most important thing that we have in our business. Like when I was in Mexico, just to see how excited all these people are, and you wonder why their businesses are growing so quickly. Because they put their excitement out there. I know when I first started the business, I was just so excited. I didn't know anything. I mean, I'd never been in the industry before. I knew very little about Niken, but I had a product experience. I was excited, and I just shared it with everybody. And even though I am quiet, I wasn't quiet about Niken. I wasn't quiet about the products. I wasn't quiet about the business as I got to know it. So I had very little knowledge, but my excitement was enough to create some momentum in the business. So it's very hard for me to talk about a specific, when you go to a certain place, outside of you create your enthusiasm, you try to transfer your enthusiasm to other people. And that's
okay.
Really what we're doing. Now, do you have something in particular you'd like to?
I think to answer your question too, or maybe this might help, it's not necessarily imperative that you find somebody who's done what you're doing or what you want to do as far as getting into groups or organizations, shelters, but find somebody that's above you that you can either via phone or in person take with you or leverage a tool. And I think that one of the greatest allies we have that I find myself using more and more and more, and people keep coming back and ask me, what was the name of that again? And I say, oh, don't worry, I've got your email. I'll just send you the video. And that is the Healthy Child, Healthy World.
That's good. Yeah.
Wake-up story.
Okay, great.
And have you seen that video, that short video?
No, but I would like to. What is it? It's Healthy Child.
Healthy Child, Healthy World. You can go on YouTube and type in Healthy Child, Healthy World, or Wake Up Story, and make sure that you have both. If you type in Wake Up Story, you're going to get a bunch of different people doing goofy things with alarm clocks. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
But that four-minute piece helps people understand the seriousness of where we've adapted today and what Weekend has to offer as far as solutions. And
yeah.
It's totally different. Completely different way of life. It's getting back to a simpler, chemical-free, and not just to focus on the chemicals, but the environment. As we learned years and years and years and years that from Dr. Peter Goldberg, the environment does matter, and we've completely tweaked it the wrong way. Nikan is a viable solution. But it's on the, also it's on, for those of us who have seen, when we log into Nikan, if you scroll down, right when you get into the main homepage, there's a little link, and it says, you know, our partnership with Healthy Child, Healthy World. And once you get onto their site, look at their history, and you'll see the Wake Up Story video. And
okay.
It's on YouTube, too. And that's where, there's something about the credibility of leveraging and three-waying the video from YouTube, because it's widely accepted. Everybody has seen something that they were sent via YouTube, or they, you know, look up something. There's training classes on YouTube. There's funny videos. I mean, everything.
I'm looking on the website on YouTube right now, just looking at Beacon Business Testimonials. I mean, there's just so much stuff there.
Yeah, and, you know, or you can, it all depends on how you type it in, but eventually you'll find it. And once you find that link, what I encourage folks to do is save that link. And then email it to people, because it's a fantastic tool. And it's, you gotta figure out a way to hook when you send it to get somebody to actually take the 4 minutes, which 4 minutes is not a big chunk of time. And, one of the ways, Alan, that I've leveraged it over the years is, and I find myself typing it, and I guess I could copy and paste it every time, but I think there's a way of the freshness of it is, when I put that video there, right below it, I will type the phrase, since 1975, Nikan has been doing exactly what the folks at Healthy Child, Healthy World are encouraging us to do, and that is find solutions in nature that will impact our lives, and as a friend, share them with others.
That's great.
That's all we've been doing, and that's what we're doing as wellness consultants. And I don't know, is your upline nearby, or your sponsor, or somebody that you could take in person?
Yes, sir, he is.
Okay.
He is.
That's good.
Okay. Now, one of my biggest problems, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, I have a day job, and that makes it quite difficult to actually contact anybody, and I'm looking to just replace that altogether, and it's kind of slow going. But I have a lot of ideas as far as who I want to target for Nikan, and I think it would benefit and who I want to contact. It's just a matter of not really having the right, you know, having the time to do so during the day because of my day job. You know, how would you handle that? Like maybe send out letters to different places that I want to target and see if there's a response?
Probably, I mean, I don't know about letter, maybe, I mean, you can use email, you know, or, I mean, there are so many different ways of doing it. It's about finding comfortability. Now,
yeah.
You know, one of the things you keep putting out, and I just want to make it very important that you learn this, because I learned it through experience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where your success is going to come from. And I don't want you to just target one area and forget about all the people that you know and, you know, and or people that they may know that they may introduce you to, because you don't know where your successful top people are going to come from. There's just no way to know. And sometimes when we target market, we may be missing out on some of the best people we possibly could find for the business. I'm not telling you don't do what you're doing, but I'm just telling you don't limit yourself to looking for the perfect situation, the perfect group that would be for the business. They may be, but they may not be. And there are so many other people out there that you need to share with as many people as possible. And the ones that hear what you're saying and get that feeling of, wow, maybe this is something that could work for me. Those are the ones that are going to build the business, because those are the ones that are going to get excited.
Okay.
One other thing I'd like to throw in there and add is, you know, if you find yourself, and most of us are in this scenario that we're working for somebody else when we launch and when we start our niche in business, or we have other prior activities that maybe they do take up the time. I'm in the exact opposite scenario where most of the people that I want to get in contact with are not businesses, but they're individuals. And we've only got a sweet spot between maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, because I don't really like calling people past 9 p.m. So that time in the evening, but then especially during the school year, then they're dealing with kids as parents. So that's the only time I can get a hold of them. But what I've found lately, what works really, really well, is asking them in advance, hey, on your lunch break, can I contact you? Could we chat while you're either eating? And that's been very, very successful to find times, and that can either confirm that again via text, via an email. Hey, when's a good time that we could chat real quickly? And a 10, 15, or even 20-minute conversation while they're at their place of employment and we're at ours, that connection, it's huge. And again, then it's all part of that informational process. But I would really, really encourage you, you know, as you said, you know, your job, it takes up the time. Well, you've got little windows in that job. We call them nooks and crannies, and they take
okay.
the life.
Really, okay.
Yeah, put up a game plan that, okay, this week I'm going to contact, you know, this group, and I don't have really an in, but you got to get through the front door somehow, and that may be, you know, while you're on a lunch break or on a coffee break or you know, however many breaks you get, and or first thing in the morning or first thing in the afternoon. When there's a will, there's a way. And that passion that you have, that'll get you there. You got to figure out a way just to be able to do it to get the information to them and or connect them with somebody else.
Yeah, then you got to leverage it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic question. Thank you for being bold enough and not being shy.
Thank you for your information. I appreciate you.
Yes, this is June.
Good morning, June.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Alan. I have a question. I am asked to do three ways, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, where the person who arranges it starts speaking in the middle and how you kind of get back on track. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are, because it does happen. I mean, I'm pretty explicit with my people not to talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of the time that happens, maybe over 99%, but there's always the one situation where it does. And, you know, I mean, all you can do is try to steer it. If they start talking, you know, not that you want to, you know, interrupt it, but the best thing to do is interrupt it and put it back onto a track. Again, it would depend what the purpose of the call is to what you're doing, and depends at what point where you've gotten with the person, because if you have someone who you've got the hot button, then you might just say, well, let me ask you a quick question, and then get it back onto a track of whatever the, you know, situation you want to do. It is difficult, and after the call, you need to have a talk with your so-called B and say, you know, you cannot.
But I've done that, yes.
And if the person continues doing it, then you can't really do three ways for them. You just have to expect it's not going to work with them and just work with the other people that are listening and are doing it the proper way.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It does make it fun, though, when, because maybe our agenda and maybe even the B's agenda, of, you know, we would label it as an interruption.
Sure.
And, but maybe that opens up a whole new door that we were not, privy to prior as far as information about that new person And they said, well, yeah, that's really, I know I said I was really looking at it because my daughter's dealing with these challenges, but really what most people don't know is this. And those can be utilized, and, you know, it forces the A, I think, to be a little bit quicker on their feet, which is always fun, and that should be the issue. And, you know, as long as you got a glass of, you know, Pymag water handy, that should keep the brain cells in tune and keep everything sharp. You know, that and Jade Green Zymes, those are my go-to for about 90% of my wit.
There's no question that we've all had those situations, as you said, and you can turn anything around at the time, but I still would tell the person to, you know, in the future, please don't do that.
I have done that, and I know what I will do after the call is I use it as an educational tool for them. You know, we have a discussion about growing in the business so that I don't come across as their boss, but
exactly.
It's just happened several times, and I'm sure it's happened to other people on the call, so I thought that would be something that maybe we could just discuss a little. Thank you.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Thanks, June. Well, gang, for the sake of time, I'm sure there's a lot of other things out there. A lot of other questions, and I would encourage you to seek other resources, to seek out, you know, and if, again, if you're not utilizing, we're really shooting ourselves in the foot. I think probably, Alan, you would agree that there's so much more that we can gain if we don't try and be the Lone Rangers.
100%. This is not a business you do by yourself. You do it as a team. As I find out, as, you know, looking through the business over the last 21 years, it is amazing how when people work together, even when they're not, they may be, let's say I have someone in my organization, a few different people, but they're not part of the same line, but they work together. They'll sometimes do APCs together, in, you know, in-home meetings together, because they leverage each other, and by doing that, it's amazing how much impact, and they learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan, I want to thank you again for sharing your wisdom, giving so much of your time to us now twice, especially having just come back from Mexico. And I really, really appreciate it, because I'm looking over at my notes from two calls now and going, you know, we hit that, but that was, oh, I never got that the first time. And really, really appreciate it, because I know this is valuable information, and that if we'll leverage it, it can really help build our businesses.
Vance?
Yes.
This is Jean from Wichita.
Good
if I could ask Alan a question. In the beginning, he said what got him into NECAN was a neck, back, and shoulder problem.
Yep.
And I was hit with that with my grandson last weekend, and I wanted to know what Alan did that helped him out in 3 days.
No problem. I slept on the NECAN pad and pillow. Simple as that.
Okay. I tried using magnets on this young man, but he is a smoker.
Oh, so now, well, make sure he drinks a lot of water.
Well, he does drink water, but I put him on the joint and the CM cream, and I'm wondering what you think of that.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have those types of products back then, but of course, anything and everything you can do is going to help. I mean, at the time, it was all so quick for me. I probably used at that time the Kenko Flex too.
Okay.
But it really was the sleep system. I don't know, I don't even know why I had the neck, back, shoulder problems. I mean, sometimes it, who knows, could have been stress, could have been overuse from all my tennis days. I'll never know for sure, but all I know is sleeping on that sleep system relaxed my body and put me into equilibrium, and my body and I just felt great.
And I would really, really stress when you said that your grandson's a smoker, I would really, really stress over the top, the water is going to be crucial, because I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and after a few minutes conversation with pretty much anyone, they're going to start sharing their kind of aches and pains if they're dealing with stuff. And we started talking about water, and he said, you're a runner, you exercise. And, well, the 8 cups of coffee that he consumes every day, I just winced. I just Oh my goodness. And I'm not against coffee. It's a great beverage, but not 8 cups a day. And any other thing that you're putting into your body as an excess is just going to slow down the body's natural ability to heal itself. And, you gotta address that. But, you know, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it again, the opportunity we have that came out of countries like Mexico and the other Latin and South America is the opportunity we have with the, I introduced somebody to it this week and I noticed they just changed the name. We had it, it was called the Vital Business Success Kit and now it's called the, Business Demo Success Kit. And, you know, for a brand new person joining NECAN to be able to get that sleep system or at least 2/3 as what Alan, you said impacted you, the pad and the pillow.
Yes.
And you can always add the comforter later, but to be able to get an $800 value for $260 for right out of the gate to start with, it is absolutely crucial. And, even with people that are really limited, they will find a way. And if that we could address sleep first, and then a $55 water bottle retail. I mean, as a wellness consultant, they're going to get it for $44. That will change their life. And it may not happen. You said, Alan, for you it was 3 days.
Yeah, it might be longer for most people. Sure.
It could be. It depends on the severity of the issue they're dealing with. But that, when we address that, everything changes. And I know what it's like just being gone for one night to come home and get back on, you know, our HRS sleep system. I wish I could lug it with me everywhere. But I wouldn't let the parents bring sleeping bags because I said, you can bring a flat and a fitted sheet. We don't have the space for all that gear. So I can't be dragging a sleep system with me. I could have taken a...
You should have seen the new products in Mexico. Wish they were here.
don't
I'm not going to even go there.
Yeah,
but,
please don't.
That would have answered your question to what you just said, but I won't say anything more because
yeah.
We don't have it here. So.
Yeah, no, but on that note, and let me segue right in real quick, and we'll include this, and then I'll finish off the call, but I can't stress enough, you, Alan, you were gone, and now you're back, but today is the final day of the new products that we do have here in North America, and that is two new variations of the shower head, the PiMag Microjet technology, which when you start looking at it, they took the original PiMag shower head we have now, and all they did was change the head. They changed the, you know, the flow of the water where it comes out. And then they gave us the European model, which is the handheld with the hose. And then our third product that was introduced this week is the new silver, cross-link necklace. Very similar to the silver necklace we had years ago, but phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal what you can do. And I want to encourage everybody, if you have not seen that, shame on you, because we've had everything's been online for a full week. And if you haven't seen it, shame on you. If you haven't taken 3 minutes and 23 seconds to watch that video of what Microjet technology is, again, I'll say it again, shame on you. Because every wellness consultant should have taken a few minutes to watch that. And see what we have available to us. Dave Balzer did a phenomenal webcast Wednesday evening on the monthly product training call, and there were questions coming from all over North America that were some of the most intelligent questions I've ever heard on the topic of water that we shower with. And my little tip to you, and I'll finish with this, is if you've not had the opportunity to attend a product launch, there's still time if you want to take advantage of the product launch introductory pack special. It's a 20% savings. Yes, it's multiples of each item. But with 21st century technology, it doesn't take long to contact a few people and say, hey, they're introducing 3 new products, 2 shower heads, a necklace. I can get these at a substantial discount. Do you want one? I unloaded an entire pack. All I wanted was one handheld shower head. I wanted to start there. I was not going to go through and outfit all 4 bathrooms in our house, all 4 showers. with a new one. I wanted to just start with one, and I have my reasons, and we'll talk about this in future calls. All the other items in that pack within an hour and a half, and it's not because I'm so good, but I typed one text message to 8 people, and it was first come, first serve, and the first ones that responded, they got it at a discount. And people love a discount. And it's only a 20% discount, but people love a discount. And so I'm encouraging you. Usually I don't do this, you know, to stockpile bulk up, but if you want to get it, get one of those packs, you'll get the volume, which is great, and then you'll get the credit, which qualifies, you know, faster for Las Vegas. But you get the best part is you get it at a discount. And how do you do that if you're not at the launch? Well, look on the product launch site. When you scroll up, find a location that hasn't happened yet or it's happening today and contact that person. Their phone number's listed there. Contact them and simply ask them, if I give you my ID, my credit card, and my name, can you put an order in for me? There's not any launch hosts out there that are going to say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Exactly. I just had, just this morning, I had one of my people in Pennsylvania who cannot go to the meeting, and because of they're Amish, so she doesn't use computers, so she didn't even know there was one, but we happened to talk today, and I told her his launch is this weekend. I gave her a telephone number of someone in Pennsylvania to give a call to who has a launch today so she could place an order.
Yeah, and I it's really funny because Reed Nelson, whom we all know, our current Wellness Consultant of the Year, he contacted me last weekend after we got back from the event to Goma. He said, Vance, I forgot to, who do I call to get my order? And I wanted to go in up there so that would go out. And I just simply texted him back the name of the host, and she texted me back and said, thank you for allowing me to place Reed's order.
That's, you know, real neat.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if Nikan's gonna, or I haven't even looked to see if they're tracking which launches have the most or that kind of thing, but it doesn't matter. That's the spirit of not only the five pillars of health, but that's the spirit of the wellness consultants that are out there. They'll do it for you. It's not a labor thing. And again, all they need is your name. They probably don't even need your name. They just need an ID number and a credit card. And if you want more than one pack, the packs, I don't have the information in front of me. I want to say $664 with shipping. I don't know about sales tax because we don't have it in Oregon, but I know with shipping it was $695 is what it cost me. But there's 9 items in there. This shower head, and again, if you missed the WebEx on Wednesday night with Dave Balzer, I believe the recording is already up. You will learn a ton about microjet technology. Easiest takeaway that I gained from it, looking back over at my notes, was that microjet technology, easiest way to explain it to somebody so they understand it is if you took 2 funnels and put the small end together, okay, not the big end, not the open end, but 2 funnels, put them together, and you poured water or you forced water through one, when it goes into a smaller area and then comes out into a bigger area, that's what microjet technology really is, and that's kind of a dumbed-down version of it. I know there's a lot of more science to it behind that, but it infuses oxygen and air particles or molecules into the water so it absorbs into the skin better. And, again, if you catch the webcast that Dave Balzer did, I'm almost positive the recording is up. And to access that information center, let the menu pop down, click on conference calls schedule, and then it's at the very bottom of that page when it pops up. You'll see all the different recorded calls, and this was the one from Wednesday night, May the 22nd. And fantastic information, and he does even highlight the new Crosslink silver necklace as well, but the bulk of the call is on the shower. He answers all the questions that we could ever have. There were questions, again, coming in from all over North America, and addresses the things that you want to know about this new shower head. So, I don't think there's any other announcements. That's the main things I want to hit on. And again, Alan, thank you for your time. I should have let you go earlier. but I guess you carried away about the new product. Well, it's your fault because you said new products in Mexico. We don't want
hey, Van?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Chris down in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
And I want to unabashedly promote that we are doing a launch today. So
smart.
Okay, so I'm going to make it really easy for our listeners, and I'm going to sit down here, and because I've got it right in front of me. Here's how simple it can be. If you've not placed an order, and you'll have until what? Well, I'm going to say Sunday night, Chris. Is that fair? Sunday night?
Yeah, we've got a FedEx the orders in on Monday morning. So.
Monday morning. So here's what you can do. If you use a cell phone, Chris is an avid texter. So here is Chris's cell phone number, and we're going to pump orders through Baton Rouge, Louisiana is what we're going to do. All you have to do, and again, you don't need to, unless you have an alternative shipping address that you want it to go to, all Chris and Karen need is your name, your ID number, and your credit card. All right, and make sure you include the name first, middle, last, if it's got a middle initial. And trust me when I say Chris is not going to go out today on a shopping spree with that number or go online on a shopping spree. He's not going to do that. There's an element of trust amongst the Nikan family, and you don't have to worry about that. Text Chris your information to area code 225-413-7001. Again, that number is 225-413-7001. And again, the launch pack is, 9 items. It's 3 of the Microjet handheld shower heads. It's 3 of the wall mount, Microjet shower heads, and 3 of the silver cloth length necklaces. If you do the math right quick, $700 for 9 items, that's obviously way less than $100 per item. Look at the current price list or look at the previous shower head we had. You'll see that they're right around $100. This actually is cheaper than what we had before. Even the regular full price, and again, I should have grabbed my notes so I had it in front of me, but the price on it is way more affordable than we had before. The necklaces, when they introduced this silver link necklace years ago, it was $120. And now, what is it, Chris?
The wholesale is $79, I believe it is.
$79.99. It's the same price as our MagPlus.
Okay.
And so when you're getting 3 of them in a pack, that's a $700 pack, you can let those go even less, and you're not going to have any problem unloading them. So it's a fun way, a really, really fun way to, I mean, I'll have all the checks from people that they're going to write me long before I get the credit card statement. I mean, that's how great this is. And yes, it's a little bit of, you know, extra work on me to ship it out. But hey, we're introducing a new product. And the faster we can get more of these new Microjet shower heads out there, the faster people are going to start getting results way, way bigger than what we ever had before. And
well, in fact, I've got 2 of ours out of the pack already out on customers just so I could have some testimonials back, plus the one that we have at our home. And, they're just saying that it feels so much better. Even in our case, we had all of the previous shower heads, and this one's far and above anything that we've had before. It was noticeable the first time out of the shower.
Okay. And that's something, as anybody who is concerned about your physical body, this thought went through my mind, and it was kind of a warped thought, but I'm sitting there last Saturday morning going, you know, this is kind of a luxury item. You know, I don't know if people would really afford or will be willing to spend the money on a shower head that, well, it takes the chlorine out, but really how bad can the water be? And before I could even fully utter that thought in my brain, somebody addressed that from the stage and said, look at folks, you've got to understand. I believe it was Pat Terry, and she literally, the retired or former nurse, she said, how dare we introduce people to a water bottle or a waterfall for the interior of their body and not share with them, hey, your skin is your body's largest organ.
Yeah.
You've got to get the chlorine. We've got to get these chemicals off of our body. Why do we want to do that? And dermatologists will always describe the body's skin as the third kidney or the second liver. And why are we making it work so hard to fight off all these chemicals and all this junk when we should? I mean, it's simple. And Dave Balzer said, and Chris, I know you'll attest to this, in the kit, when you order the product, it comes with a little roll of Teflon tape or plumber's tape. It's not always necessary because the O-ring, the washer that Nikan includes in it are very, very, sufficient to make it seal so it doesn't leak. But it doesn't hurt to go ahead and throw one little quick ring of the Teflon tape around the fitting. I mean, and this is not a plumber required installation. Anybody can switch a shower head.
They have a video on how to install it on the website as well, just in case somebody really feels the need to watch it. But it's as simple as throwing a wrench.
Yeah, that's it. Oversized pliers or a crescent wrench or a wrench, either way, anything will get the job done. I would encourage you as well. It's not in the Nikan videos. I looked again late Wednesday night and it was not there. If you go into the video library, the video on the new microjet technology is not there, but where it is, where you will find it, is on the scrolling images that change when you get logged into the website. When it says click here for more information or click here to read more, click right there when you see all the scrolling images. And once you get to that page, down near the bottom, you'll see the video link. And it's a 4-minute video. And that's kind of the tip. If you really want to get into the meat and potatoes of what this technology is all about, listen to the webcast that Dave Balzer did, the recording from Wednesday night. It's phenomenal. And it is a video form. When you access it via the website, you can watch it and listen to it, and not the images, but the slides change, so you'll get that information. Okay.
Hey, Vance, I the plug on doing the launch, but I will be, we're going to be making hamburgers. If anybody's in the Baton Rouge area, come on by. But I'm going to be pretty busy today and during the launch from 1 to 3 Central Time, so if they want to just leave a message on my voicemail or send a text, I may not get back to them until this afternoon or this evening later.
Yeah.
But, so I may not pick up the phone when they call or text today. But,
we're
Memorial Day weekend cookout as well. So.
Yeah, there you go. So again, on that note, everybody have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget, please, to pay tribute to those who have laid down their lives on our behalf so that we get to enjoy the freedom that we have. And I look forward to talking to you next Saturday, where we're going to be really, really delving into and hearing from several people. You've all heard about it by now. We've been hearing about it for a couple months now. You've seen emails about it. But the book, I'm only focusing in on the book, and this is what we're going to talk about next Saturday morning, is Six Figures in 6 Months by Clay Stevens. And if you do not have a copy of this, I cannot encourage you enough to order your own copy. You can get it from Focus on Growth. I am biased to Dennis and Nancy Bryant. I like to support them because they've been so supportive over the years of all the great tools that we can get. Their phone number is area code 800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508. It is an investment of $30 that will change your life. This book has been single-handedly, when it comes to network marketing, this book, when Reed Nelson handed me my first copy, he said, Vance, I've never read anything in over 2 decades that I've been associated with network marketing like this book. And I will agree. Ruth Williams describes it as the missing piece to the puzzle when it comes to building this business. And again, I will agree synonymously with Ruth, 100%. We're going to start talking about the book next Saturday, and next Saturday I'm going to talk about what we're going to do with it on Saturday mornings and on Sunday evenings. We've been collaborating, Barb Satterwhite, Platinum from Richmond, Virginia, and I'm going to share about this next Saturday. But we're going to hear from people that have been utilizing the training, the tools that are in it. And I want to stress right up front, what we're going to talk about next Saturday is not a whole training program, not the whole RI training. I just want to focus on the book, okay? Because I am a firm believer that if you did nothing more but just read what's contained in these pages and start applying the principles, your whole entire business will not only launch to a new height, but your family dynamics will change. Your everything that we talk about with the five pillars will be impacted. And so that's what I talk about next Saturday morning. And again, we're going to hear from people that have utilized it. And then 2 weeks from today, Gordon Williams will be back with us. Another brand new Royal Diamond as a result of the new compensation plan, much like Alan. And so that's the next 2 weeks that we've got lined up. So if you don't have the book, please, again, order yourself a copy. You can also download it if you have a Kindle or a smartphone where you can download a whole audio or a whole book onto your phone. You can do that, and that's through the RI training program, which is simple. Simply www.ri, as in residual income, training.com. And you can download it that way. And yeah, I think you can order it through them, and I don't know if it's the same price that Focus on Growth sells it or not. But you check it out. If it's important to you, you'll figure out a way to save a few bucks one way or the other, and you'll get the book. So thank you again, Alan and Chris. And everybody else who's been on the line, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Vance.
Yes, welcome.
Can you repeat the name, the title of the book again, please?
Oh, yes, I absolutely can. It's called Six Figures in 6 Months.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vance, and thanks for the tribute to the veterans. We always appreciate them.
Hey.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.